أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will be إن شاء الله continuing commentary and تفسير of سورة الفاتحة. And I will ask Sheikh Sahab Mahmood to recite another time سورة الفاتحة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. We said in the previous association that صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path that You have bestowed thy grace on them. And we said sirat is two sirat. One is from the servant to his Lord, and the other one from the Lord to his servant. And we explained that. And that's what we are asking Allah in the Surah Al-Fatiha, such kind of hidayah. When Allah asks, when you came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you said, Ya Rabbi, Iyaka na'budu, I am worshipping you and I am asking your aid, your help. So he said, okay, what you want? You said, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, and you described what kind of sirat you want. Guide me, Ihdina, guide me to the right path, or grant me that kind of the right path. And what kind of right path is the one that you have guided to your prophets, martyrs, siddiqin, and mu'mineen? So we can understand here that ihdina, it is a word that in Arabic carry two meaning. Ihdina means guide us. Aw ihdina, gift us. Hadiyah is a gift. Hidayah is a guidance. So ihdina, if I say to someone, gift me something, I say ihdini. And at the same time it means guide me. A different meaning. So here it comes guide me or gift me. Because guidance is from Allah, gift is from Allah. Because with your amal, no way you can be gifted anything. Allah gift you His hidayah. Allah gift you His guidance. And al-hidayah, to be gifted, it's on three different division groups. Al-Hidayah al-Ammah, the general guidance, is for every creation, for everyone there is a general guidance. Allah guide human being and Allah guide other than human beings to their lives. Guide them to eat. Guide you to eat, guide you to breathe, guide you to dress, guide you to do anything. And Allah guide Muslims and non-Muslims in dunya for their own physical life. And guide also non-human to their also sustenance, like animals. So guidance, hidayah, is a general guidance. That is the first division. And it is also at the same time a hadiyah from Allah, a gift to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think that if you got one dirham,
or one gold coin, or $1, or one whatever. You think you made it by yourself, or it is a gift to Allah, Allah granted it to you. If Allah wants not to give to you that, you will never get it. Animals in jungle. You think because of their running after their victims, they can catch these victims to eat them. If Allah doesn't want to give that animal to them to eat it as a gift, everything is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-hidayah al-amma means hidayah to everyone to get benefit and to be away from her harm. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, أَعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. He gave everything its creation. He created everything in its own environment. He created every what Allah wanted to create it, and He guided them. So that is a general guidance, dunyawi guidance. The second hidayah, the higher, is al-hidayah al-khassa, the private guidance, special people. Hidayat al-mu'minin ila al-jannah, to guide the mu'min to paradise. And Allah said in Holy Quran, yahdihim rabbuhum bi-aymanihim. Allah will guide them through their righteousness, through their faith. Guide them to their bi-aymanihim, to their places in paradise because of their faith and of their righteous doing. The third hidayah, and this is the second one, is only for believers, for mu'min, for Muslims. That's why he said, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. That is the hidayah for mu'min. The first hidayah is dunya, is for dunya, is for everyone, mu'min and non-mu'min. Second hidayah is for who? For believers. In the Holy Quran, when you recite Surah Al-Fatiha, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, you emphasizing now صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The guidance to whom you bestowed your grace. مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. He didn't say Muslim in general. He said نبيين, صديقين, شهداء, صالحين. This is the highest one. The mu'min and the Muslims is the second one where we said that Allah give them the second level of hidayah, yahdihim rabbuhum bi-aymani. Please guide them to their paradise. The highest one that Allah guided Allah guided the prophets, the martyrs, the siddiqeen, and the salihin, وَهِيَ هِدَايَةُ الْأَخَصِ. الْأَخَص means the preferred one. And there are the few ones. وهي هداية الحقيقة إلى الله. It is the guidance through the reality of things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not general for mu'mins and Muslims. It is only for some specified people that Allah has chosen. وإليه الإشارة بقوله تعالى, and he indicated that in Holy Quran by saying, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ وَالْهُدَى. The guidance of Allah is the guidance. Is the right guidance. And that's only for prophets, martyrs, siddiqeen, and pious people. And when you want that huda, you cannot find it like that. You have to run for it. You cannot wait and sit and say, Allah is going to guide me. But you have to move toward it. As he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Sayyidina Musa, إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. I'm going to my Lord to guide me. How he's going? He's seeking the way of difficulties, the way of problems, the way of obstacles. It's not something easy. to walk and without finding obstacles in your way, lot of obstacles. And these obstacles you have to overcome. إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. He's telling, I'm going to my Lord, He's going to guide me. Sayyidina Ibrahim. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place, اللَّهُ يَشْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah guide, يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guide to him, to his divine presence, to his door, whoever he likes. So means this is a very unique hidayah, guidance. Not for everyone. It's for chosen ones who gave their lives, who gave up their dunya, who gave their lives, their blood for Allah's sake, not for dunya's sake. And Allah said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. أي كنت ضالا, not you were lost in dunya, but كنت ضالا, you were lost in yourself, how to find meaning. ووجدك ضالا في تيه وجودك. تيه is ضائع, is lost in a big place, he cannot find his way. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go for seclusion 40 days in Ghar Hira, where the revelation, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَلًّا فَهَدَى, revelation came. Allah sent Jibreel to him to guide him. So when you are in the way of Allah, following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent to you someone to guide you out of the blue. You don't know, someone will come and you will be guided in a glance. Look how many people are being converted in this country. They accepted Islam. How they accepted Islam? You go and preach them hundreds of years, you think it is easy to accept Islam? It's Allah guidance. Allah wanted them to become Muslims. Allah guided them. Look, Allah guided him. 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 Allah guided them out of the blue. You aren't expecting it. Because their niyyah, intention is good. You were lost in yourself, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَطَلَبْتُكَ بِجُودِي وَوَجَدْتُكَ بِفَضْلِي. I called you, bijudi, jawad. With my generosity, I brought you to me. وَوَجَدْتُكَ بِفَضْلِي. And with my favor, which I blessed over you, I brought you in. وَهَدَيْتُكَ بِجَذَبَاتِ عِنَايَتِي. And I have guided you with my the attraction of my mercy and my blessings, with this light, with this nur that Allah has sprayed his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he pulled him to his way. Wa nur hidayati ilayya, and the light of my guidance to come to me, I made the road for you, I took the darkness, the zulma away, and I make light for you to come to me, to see. وَجَعَلْتُكَ نُورًا, and I made you light. From my light I make you light. I took away all darkness away from around you. Not for everyone this. This is for the seeds of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The perfect human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to himself, to carry this message. Message for all humanity, for all creation. I made you light. لِأَهْدِي بِكَ النَّاسِ, to guide people through you. فأهدي بك إلى من أشاء من عبادي. I guide whoever I like from my servants through you يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمن اتبعك وطلب رضاك, whoever followed you and accept your رضا, what's رضا? Satisfaction. Satisfaction. Contentment. فنخرجهم من ظلمات الوجود البشري إلى نور الوجود الروحاني. Whoever accept you يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and will be contentment in that light that I made you light to guide them, I will take these people because they believed in that in you, I take them from ظلمات الوجود البشري, from the darkness of the physical body to the light of the spiritual life. I will bring them إلى نور الوجود الروحاني. I will bring them to the light of the spirituality and lift them up to my divine presence. At that time, I give them As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. There is As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is Muhammad, as Ibn Abbas said, that As-Sirat al-Mustaqim is Muhammad al-Rasulullah. وَنَهْدِيهِ مِنَ As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. And who is the Sirat al-Mustaqim? As it says in the tafsir, كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ الْعَظِيمِ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That light that I made you from is what I am sending to humanity. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ means Muhammad came to you and كِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهِ. Allah guide through that, through the Noor, means through Muhammad, who is As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. That is the description to those who are reciting Ihdina As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. That's what you are reciting, and that's what Allah wants from us to put in our mind and in our hearts. This is Ya Rabbi, open for us that light. Open for us that secret as you have opened it to your sincere servant. Allah, Allah. And this is all has been granted to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والصراط المستقيم هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الدين القويم. And is the religion, the straight religion. وهو القرآن العظيم. And he is the, صراط المستقيم is the Quran العظيم. And Yasin is Muhammad. And Yasin is the heart of Quran. So all indicate at the end that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what Allah wants humanity to follow in order to reach the divine presence through the holy Quran that Allah has revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa sallam. And when Allah grants you that hidayah, it's of different levels. And there is a level for al-arifun billah, the knowers, the Gnostic, the knowers in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah granted them, these people, al-ma'rifah, the knowledge. And they are called al-arifuna billah. Wal-awliya, an'am Allahu alayhim bis-sidqi wal-rida. And the second level is the awliya, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them sidq, straight truthfulness, and rida, satisfaction, contentment. والمؤمنون والصف والأبرار والأبرار ألعن الله عليهم بالحلم والرأفة. والأبرار, the pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them patience, حلم, and purity, forbearing, and purity. والمريدون, the fourth level, أنعم الله عليهم بحلاوة الطاعة. And the مريدون, the seekers, of this way, spiritual way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them with the obedience to their guides. They are obedient to what they are following. والمؤمنون أنعم الله عليهم بالاستقامة. And mu'mins, who are the majority of Muslims, Allah granted them istiqama, straight forward. That is all from hidayah, from ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That's one word or two words, hundreds of meanings comes in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to the Muslims. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, the way that we have explained on those who have you granted this hidayah, the guidance, and oh Allah, keep us away from the غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Keep us away from the unbelievers, infidels, who did not believe in your Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever did not believe in prophets are unbelievers until they believe in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, don't show us that way of unbelievers. Keep us till our death. That is what اهدنا الصراط المستقيم means, till the end. As you made it for prophets, Anbiya, Wasdiki, Wasshuhada, Wasaliheen, these four different groups, till the end you made them on Islam, make us on Islam till the end without being accounted with the unbelievers and infidels. And as you ask that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, accept from us our prayer, what you say at the end, Ameen, means, O Allah, accept from us what we have requested and what we have prayed you, ask you our dua through Surah Al-Fatiha. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from many different sources of hadith, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qara'a غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, and then continued faqala ameen yamuddu biha sawtuh. He was stretching his voice with ameen. وأخرج مالك والشافعي وابن أبي شيبة وأحمد والبخاري ومسلم وأبو داود, all the Sihah, that عن أبي هريرة, from Abu Huraira, they narrated that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إذا أمن الإمام فأمنوا. When the Imam say آمين, all of you say آمين. فإنه من وافق تأمينه تأمين الملائكة غفر الله له الله ما تقدم من ذنبه. When the Imam say Ameen, you say Ameen, because at that time angels are saying Ameen. And if your Ameen coincide with the angels Ameen, at the same moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wave and wipe off all your sins that has come previously you have done through your life. And there are many hadiths about this. وأخرج ابن ماجه عن ابن عباس قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ابن عباس said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the unbelievers, they envy you because you are saying Ameen, because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting your dua. So don't leave Ameen when the Imam is saying Ameen or finishing from Surah Al-Fatiha. Immediately you say Ameen, because all the angels are saying Ameen. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, علمني جبريل آمين عند فراغي من قراءة الفاتحة وقال إنه كالختم على الكتاب. جبريل عليه السلام taught me to say Ameen after finishing recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, because it is like a stamp, a seal. When you write a letter, it's like a seal on the letter. That is the seal for your prayer. What Sayyidina Ali said, وَزَادَهُ عَلِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ تَوْضِيحًا فَقَالَ آمين خَاتَمُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ameen is the seal of the Lord, of the Creator. is the seal of the Creator. When you say Ameen, this is the seal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for your dua, that your dua will be accepted. خَتَمَ بِهِ دُعَاءَ عَبْدِهِ. When you make a dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you recite the Fatiha at the end, and you say Ameen, is the seal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sealed your dua with it. So it never will go down, always will be accepted. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الدَّاعِ وَالْمُؤَمِّنِ شَرِيكَانِ. And in the hadith says that the one who make the dua and the one who say Ameen, both of them are partner in that dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the Surah Al-Fatiha. And we say what?
Ameen.
Ameen. And as it is said, Adad Ayat Surah Al-Fatiha, as we said before, is 7. في قول الجمهور في the majority of the scholar of Islam, they say the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha are 7, including Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And its words, the word of Surah Al-Fatiha are 25, 25 words. And its letters, the letters consisting of Surah Al-Fatiha, consist of Surah Al-Fatiha is 123 letters. And in another tafsir, the words of Surah Al-Fatiha is 27. Because including Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and its letters are 142 letters. وسئل عطاء أي وقت أنزلت فاتحة الكتاب؟ قال أنزلت بمكة يوم الجمعة كرامة أكرمها الله بها أكرم الله بها محمدا عليه السلام. They asked when Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed, and it is said that it was revealed on a Friday in Mecca al-Mukarrama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Surah Al-Fatiha. And when it was revealed, there were 7,000 angels with Sayyidina Jibreel, accompanying Sayyidina Jibreel, bringing Surah Al-Fatiha to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means with every angel, there is a knowledge, a huge ocean of knowledge, carrying this, the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha, that Prophet, only Prophets know its meaning and no one else knows. And whatever they are bringing from meaning is what Sahaba has learned from Prophet and what Imams has understood from Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah, Allah. And as we said, if it was in the Torah, لما تهود قوم موسى. If Allah sent it to, in the Torah, never the people of Musa never become Jewish, they will become Muslim. And if it was in the Bible, never the people of Isa became Christian, but they become Muslims. ولو كانت في الزبور لما مسخ قوم داود. And if it was in the Zabur, never the people of Dawood has been deformed. Good. وأيما مسلم قرأها أعطاه الله من الأجر كأنما قرأ القرآن كله وكأنما تصدق على كل مؤمن ومؤمنة. And if anyone mu'min recited as if he recited the whole Quran, and as if he has given sadaqa, charity, to every mu'min and mu'mina in this world, Allah will write that reward for him. And from its reward, الحروف, there are two kinds of حروف. الحروف المعجمة. What is the حروف المعجمة? With dots. In it is 23 letters. ومن فضائلها أن الحروف المعجمة فيها 22, 22 letters. In different places. وأعوان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد الوحي 22. And those who believed in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when revelation came to him, Jibreel came to him, and he spread the message, the first believers after the wahi were 22. The same number of the number of Surah Al-Fatiha with the letters that has dots. وقال عليه السلام وعن حذيفة رضي الله عنه, he said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إن القوم لا يبعث الله عليهم العذاب حتما مقضية. That some people Allah sent punishment on them because of their عمل in dunya. فيقرأ الصبي صبي من صبيانهم في المكتب الحمد لله رب العالمين. One of his children of those people, one of their children, those who have punishment in their graves, one of their children recite. He goes to school and he begins to recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As soon as he recites Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, فَيَسْمَعُهُ وَيَرْفَعْ عَنْهُمْ بِسَبَبِهِ الْعَذَابِ 40 سَنَةً. As soon as he says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah take away punishment for 40 years from that person. So think how many times that child is going to say in his life Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen in Surah Al-Fatiha. Means how many years Allah going to take punishment from Muslims in their graves. Means, O Muslims, send your children to learn Surah Al-Fatiha, to learn Quran, because with that Allah will take away punishment from the fathers, the parents, the mothers, the grandfather, the grandmother, and their ancestors. And we have explained before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awda'a 'ulum jami'a al-kutub fi al-Quran. Allah has put the knowledge of all the books, as we described before, it was revealed 103 books before. And all these books has been put in Surah Al-Fatiha, and the Holy Quran, and the whole Holy Quran has been put in Surah Al-Fatiha. فَمَنْ عَلِمَ تَفْسِيرَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ عَلِمَ تَفْسِيرَ الْكُلِّ. If anyone knows the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha as if he knows the tafsir of all these 103 books that Allah has revealed from the time of Adam till the time of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. وَمَنْ قَرَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَ الْكُلِّ. And if he read it, if he reads the Fatiha as if he read the 1003 books. And we explained that before. Allah, Allah. And after, immediately after Surah Al-Fatiha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered his prophet to put it at the beginning of the Holy Quran, after it, immediately, we explained before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the 103 books in the Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha, and Surah Al-Fatiha of the 7 verses has put it in the first letter of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif. And Surah Al-Baqarah, if you ask what is the wisdom, that Surah Al-Baqarah is the greatest surah, a'zam as-suwar, other than the Fatiha, it is the greatest surah in the Holy Quran. Al-Jawab, the answer is because in it, لِأَنَّهَا فُصِلَتْ فِيهَا الْأَحْكَامِ. In it, all the ahkam, sharia, fuqh, was put in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَضُرِبَتْ الْأَمْثَالِ. And in it, all different examples has been put in it. وَأُقِيمَتْ الْحُجَجِ. And all different proofs has been put in it. Not any other surah has what Surah Al-Baqarah has. قَالَ ابن العربي, one of the biggest muhaddisin and mufassirin in Islamic history, في أحكام القرآن, سمعت بعض الشيخ. I heard from my shaykh. He has sheikhs. How do people they say today? No need for sheikh. He said, سمعت من بعض الشيخ. يقول فيها. يقول, in the Surah Al-Baqarah, there is 1,000 amrin, 1,000 order that Allah ordered us to do. وَأَلْفُ نَهْيٍ. And 1,000 forbiddens that Allah has forbid us to do. وَأَلْفُ حُكْمٍ. And 1,000 حُكْم, judgment in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَأَلْفُ خَبَرٍ. And 1,000 story. وَلِعِظَمِ فِقْهِهَا أَقَامَ إِبْنْ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا ثَمَانِي سِنِينَ عَلَى تَعَلُّمِهَا. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, one of the biggest muhaddith and mufassir, because he saw it was the greatest surah, it took him 8 years to study Surah Al-Baqarah alone. 8 years to study Surah Al-Baqarah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah give us and grant us from the barakah of Surah Al-Fatiha. And the barakah of Surah Al-Baqarah. And the barakah of all the Holy Quran that Allah has revealed to Prophet alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. ومن الله التوفيق وحرمة الفاتحة.